We are very clear about where we want our loan growth to come from. A large part of our growth going forward will be on a secured basis. Traditionally, we've always lent to the microfinancing business as well as the ADIRA segment. SME, consumer and commercial, they were separate lending segments that we've invested in, but this is the first time we are going a little more aggressively than before. We're very careful with what we do. With that background, let me now explain to you where the bulk of our loan growth in SME came from. It's mostly from RUCO financing, shop houses. The bulk is shop houses. There's about 20% of it in working capital because all bundled into this secured mortgage. The reason is very simple. When you work with SMEs, what they want is always a roof over their head and not be at the mercy of the landlord. And typical businessmen, when they have a business, the first thing they want is a big signboard on top of their shop house to show their place of business. The psychology of it is that will be the last asset they will allow the banks to foreclose in the event that something goes wrong, because this is where their business premises are. So we've taken that approach, and today I think you will note that the SME loan business in the banking segment isn't growing as fast as we are growing, which means we're taking other banks' market share. The bulk of this financing are for owner occupation, which means they use it for their business. But we've also opened up the possibility, which we've already done to some extent, not a big proportion, I cannot remember now what's the proportion, something in the region of about 20-25% of them, for investment, which means if you're owner of existing shop houses and you want to invest, if the location is good, we can lend you up to 80%, provided you can meet our DSR requirement. DSR means debt service ratio, and then we'll check out the documentation. Ultimately, if things don't go the way they're supposed to, we have the asset there to back up the loan. So it's a very safe form of lending. Now, we're also very mindful that doing these loans, we won't get the traditional margins that you get from SME, but I just want to tell you they're still very decent margins. And with it comes bundled CASA products, bank assurance, general insurance, which means fire insurance could be taken with us, travel insurance, and so on and so forth. So the average SME RUCO loan, financing loan, usually comes bundled with several products. The same approach is adopted also for our consumer mortgage portfolio. This morning, our economist was presenting to us at our call meeting about the level of leverage in the Indonesian within the country of Indonesia, the level of leverage for the consumer as well as the business segments is still very low, which means there's still substantial opportunity for banks to get into the retail mortgage business. Admittedly, the retail mortgage business is probably the lowest priced loans in the whole banking segment. But like I mentioned, with the cross-sell incorporated, we're still getting very decent returns. Vera earlier explained to you that our overall fee business remains flat quarter on quarter, or rather it's year on year. It remained flat because ADIRA financing, the two-wheelers particularly, has not grown. With it, the credit fees don't come in. But what made up for it was really general insurance has come in very nicely for the first quarter. So has bank assurance. So if you look at the slides, it's in one of the slides, it confirms what I'm telling you is that these things don't come by accident, because it comes bundled. We're taking a very, very strong bundle approach for some of our loan products. As for commercial banking, The large part of our commercial banking loans are coming from customer working capital needs. Because if we were to go do 10 or 15 year loans like some of the other banks do for SOE infrastructure projects and all that, we are at a disadvantage because we don't have the funding structures or capabilities of the SOE bank. So generally we don't cover the large corporates nor the SOE business. So our direction clearly is in the next foreseeable 3 to 5 years, the loan growth will come again. I want to reiterate the consumer business, SMB, and the family-owned commercial banking customers. And these family-owned businesses generally are in the second or third generation already, which means they come through a very strong track record. They've overcome two major crises, 1998, and 2008 and 2009. Okay.
You have any more questions?
So I think if I may add, I think about 2 years ago we set up a strategy, and like Shawa mentioned, these are the three business that we want to focus on: consumer mortgage, SME, as well as commercial. As part of the consumer and SME, one of the key strategy or key initiative that we did is the implementation of sales and distribution group, which is whereby all the branches, whether it is an SME branches or retail branches, are managed by a single captain. And I think this has we started at this journey in January and completed the whole process by the first half of last year. And I think this is where we started to see some early wins of this process of transforming of creation of SND, which include the significant growth in SME as well as in mortgage, the winning of the customer service award, the increase in the bank assurance fees. So I think this is part of the 3-year strategy that we have embarked on before. I think we start seeing the benefit of it.
I think the biggest benefit is that previously, between SME, particularly the small SMEs, where the CASA is rich, where they need RUCO financing, and between SME and the consumer, they were two separate businesses. They were fighting over the same customers. Because the same business owner is also a consumer customer. Today, no such thing. They all have one boss, Ibu Dani. So if they fight, Ibu Dani will simply make a decision. No longer do we have those issues that plagued so many banks in the past, is silos. So everything rolls under the SND. It makes it for very easy conversations, cross-sell that comes with bundling, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. My name is Rami from Maybank in Jakarta. I have just a few questions on your asset quality. If you can give more color on the increase in the NPL in SME segment, because if I'm not mistaken, there are some downgrades if you compare it to the fourth quarter numbers to the first quarter of 2017. And also on the, you have the charts here on page 12 on the NPL by sector. There's an increase, quite a steep increase in NPL for real estate and also for mining. If you can give more color on that as well.
Anand, would you like to take the question?
Slide 11. Slide 11 you're asking? Your question is on slide 11 or 12?
Yeah, slide 11 and 12.
Sorry, could you just repeat your first question on SME you're asking?
Just a bit. If you can give more color on the downgrades on the NPL. So the increase on the NPL in SME segment. Quarter and quarter.
Yes, I think this is a relative number. So basically what this number is showing is that if you look at our NPL last year versus this year, 75% of our NPL comes from Adira Finance and from SEMM.
No, I mean, if you compare from the fourth quarter, so just in the first quarter of 2017.
Right.
So because the NPL, the nominal is also increasing, right?
So just let me repeat myself. So the largest part of our NPL book last year, including the fourth quarter, came from ADMS and from SEM. Now in Q1, ADMS and SEM had quite a significant reduction in their NPL number. So relative to the whole, the relative to the pies, SME is looking much larger than what it was in Q4. That the reason is that, for example, if you look at the NPL and COC data for last year for ADMS and for SEM, a bulk of the improvement in Q1 actually is coming from these two businesses, not from the other businesses. Therefore, relatively, the other businesses are larger, showing up larger in this chart. Right. So I think in Q1 we did see an increase in our SME business in the special mention category, not in the NPL category. But that was an increase that we saw in Feb, and that was partly driven by the shorter working days in Feb. But that number is now down much lower again in March. So the first quarter number actually is in line with our plan for SME. Both for SM and for NPL. So if I give you a comparison number for COC, for example, if I look at last quarter, COC was almost $1 trillion. This quarter is about 800. So the improvement that has happened, about 270 billion in one quarter, about 150 of that comes from ADMS, and about 100 comes from SEM. So about 250 comes only from these two businesses out of the 270 that we've seen in Q1. So that's also my previous comment when I said that we have done various actions which will show the improvement in COC through this year, but at the same time, it's not that we need to relax. We have to be very vigilant on all the other segments because the market remains uncertain. So we're investing a lot in our collections capacity to make sure that our collections, recoveries, are as per our budgets.
I think the second question is on industry NPL.
Yeah, so on slide 12, so your question was that there's an increase in, is it the increase in mining that you were asking for? Sorry, real estate. Real estate, there's not much of an increase.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific number for you for the real estate number.
Yeah, and it's actually to add a little bit. It's not on the real estate portion, but it's real estate rental and service. So it's on the rental side where we see, I believe, the borrowers have NPLs categorized in the other banks. So for uniformity then and for process, we categorize our loan also as NPL.
If I can just add, it says real estate because we follow BI classification. There are 5 other or 10 other industries underneath it. So what he was referring to was contractors, rentals, all that stuff, it all comes under this. So it shows up as real estate. That's the name given by BI, but it's not really real estate. We don't do much of real estate.
We may have time for one more question, if there's any. Yeah,
thank you, Pat. Nico from Morgan Stanley. Just out of curiosity, a follow-up on the SMEs. You mentioned it was mostly from Chef House Financing. Any specific reason why is it classified under SMEs? And you mentioned that SMEs will be your key drivers going forward.
The owners of the shop houses are the SMEs. They're using their business names to buy the shop houses for their own use.
For business purposes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's under SME.
So it shouldn't fall under mortgage?
No, if it is under for investment purposes or for income rental income, it will be
usually it will be under mortgage business. But if it is for the SME clients who are purchasing RUKO for the purpose of businesses, let's say for example they want to use it for their offices or for their gudang or for whatever their business is, then it is considered as an SME business.
Okay, so going forward, will this be continue the type of loans that you will do, or is there any...
This will be the lead product for SME banking. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions? I think we have time for one short question. If not, and we will end the event. Thank you for coming. And some of us will be around to answer, further questions. Thank you.